A long, long time ago, on a dark night, just like this, there was a man who went out to borrow coals so that he could build a fire to warm his wife and their newborn child. And he went out from house to house, but it was late at night. Late and dark, and no one answered any door that he knocked on. Everyone was asleep. And then, way out in the field in the distance, he saw the glow of a fire. And as he came closer, he saw a great number of sheep gathered around a shepherd. At the fire. Next to the shepherd, there were three large dogs. And on seeing him, they began to growl fiercely. And the dogs opened up their great jaws, and they showed their sharp teeth, and they leaped at him. And the man felt one of them bite at his leg, another at his hand. And the third dog tried to cling to his throat. But they all seemed powerless. And the man was not harmed. But now to get to the fire, the man had to pass through the sheep. And they were packed together so closely that he could not get through. And so the man walked over the backs of the sheep, but none of them moved, and none of them woke up. And just before the man came to the fire, the shepherd woke up, harsh, surly, unfriendly. And he looked up at the stranger, and he quickly grabbed his long spiked staff. And he threw it at the stranger with all his might. And with great speed, the deadly weapon flew right toward the man. But just before it reached him, the spear was deflected, and the spear went right past, and the man was unharmed. And the stranger said to the shepherd, "Please help me. My wife has just given birth, and I need fire to keep her warm and to keep the child warm." And the shepherd was so unkind and so harsh, he had no desire to help anyone that night. But seeing that the dogs were not able to hurt the man, that the sheep had not run away from him, and that his deadly staff was not able to strike him, he became afraid and said, "Take as much fire as you want." But the fire had now burned down to glowing red-hot coals. And this stranger had no shovel, no spade, no gloves to carry the living hot coals. And seeing that, the shepherd said, "Take as many as you want," because he was glad the man could not take any hot coals. But the man just stooped down, and he took the hot coals in his hands, his bare hands, and he put them in the mantle. His hands were not scorched, the mantle did not burn, and he carried the coals away, live, burning, hot, as if they were apples or oranges. And the shepherd thought, "What kind of night is this when the dogs do not bite and the sheep are not scared and my deadly staff does not kill?" And he called the stranger back and asked him, "What kind of night is this when all things show you compassion? What kind of night is this? When all things show you compassion. And the man answered simply, if you do not see it, I am unable to tell you. And now the shepherd became so intrigued, he decided to follow the stranger. And when he came to the place where the man and the child and his wife were, the shepherd saw that it was a cold and clammy cave, and the walls were wet and damp. And seeing that the child would die in the cold, the shepherd, cold and harsh as he was suddenly touched. And so from the knapsack on his back, he took out a soft white sheepskin, and he gave it to the young mother so the little child could be wrapped in it. And as soon as he did that little act of mercy, he saw what he had never seen before, and he heard what he had never heard before. All around him now, there was a ring of white-robed angels, each one with a stringed instrument. And all the angels were singing beautiful tones that on this night, a healing Savior had been born who would free and redeem us from our sins and brokenness. And then he saw more angels, thousands of them, some up in the air and some close by and some in the distance. Jubilation and song and play on this cold, dark night. Before he had seen nothing, but now he was so happy, he got down on his knees and he thanked God. What the shepherd saw that night, tonight we are able to see. For the angels come down from heaven every Christmas Eve. All that is needed now to see them is that we open our eyes. We open our heart in faith. And we begin to understand that God is alive, that Jesus Christ in spirit is with us. We understand what the poet meant when he stood on a hill over Israel many years ago. And he wrote the words, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. The stars had gone by for untold centuries. For millions of years, the heavens had turned and circled. The stars were coldly bright in the night. For centuries had been a blanket that put people to sleep. Nothing new about that. But he continued, yet now in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. And the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. The hopes and the fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Tonight, because it is different. The child who has come to heal us is born. Does he really, really answer our hopes and our fears of all the years tonight? Yes. Eventually, yes. What do we people hope for? We hope for happiness and for life. And what do we people fear? We fear anything that can take them away. Anything that can take away life and happiness that we fear. Children make us happy, but they grow up. Time becomes a thief. We are happy this Christmas Eve, now, but next year. Now at this moment we have life, we have friends, and we have health. And all of these fill up our cup of gladness. But there is also separation from friends, sickness and not health, and death. They're all waiting for us. But there's an answer. An answer that transcends all of our fears in our constant human search for happiness, meaning in our lives. And we are able to find it tonight in the one who became flesh and blood, the one who is love itself. And that person, Jesus Christ, grew up and gave us his spirit, which not only goes beyond time, that spirit of the risen Christ dwells now, at this time, in our heart. The Jesus we celebrate is present with us now, not only in the bread, not only in the living word, but also in each one of us. We are the body of Jesus Christ. That is the life we already have, promised to each of us in abundance, not only now at this moment, but a life without end. Whatever fears you came with tonight, they shall be healed, for you have new hope. He is the answer to our fears, and he is the light in the darkness of our lives. And he is also the everlasting light, which shall never, ever be taken away. Watch out.